It's emerging that thousands of priceless manuscripts feared destroyed by retreating Islamists in Timbuktu, Mali, likely have been saved. Fabia Quist-Arctum reports the city's mayor had earlier told NPR he'd received credible accounts that the jihadists had set fire to the documents.
Ahead of the French-led offensive that liberated Timbuktu in northern Mali, Mayor Hale Ousmane Cisse said he'd been reliably informed that Islamist militants had torched the Ahmed Baba Institute library and other buildings housing the ancient manuscripts. The mayor said he didn't know the extent of the damage. But journalists in Timbuktu say staff at the center tell them that tens of thousands of documents had been spirited away for safekeeping a while back. However, about 2,000 of the vast collection of historic scripts, ranging from Islam to mathematics and poetry, are believed to have been burned or looted by the departing jihadis. Ofebia Quist-Arctum, NPR News, Bamako.
Senator John McCain is warning fellow Republicans that failure to pass comprehensive immigration legislation could mean continued election losses for the party, as Republican-friendly states such as Arizona, he says, will fall to the Democrats. The Arizona Republican, one of eight senators to sign on to a bipartisan immigration plan this week, says failure to act means a trend of Hispanic defections from the GOP would continue. The government's revealing an unexpected downturn in the U.S. economy for the first time in more than 3 years. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product shrank at an annual rate of 0.1% in the final months of 2012. NASDAQ was down 30 at 13,926. This is NPR.